This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. British Prime Minister Theresa May was at the White House today. There was the customary joint press conference, questions about NATO and Russia and the special relationship, and also for the president, questions about the increasingly troubled Mexican-American relationship that I alluded to, that we spoke about, really, with Sudeep and Neela. Trump said he had spoken with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto today.
We had a very good call. I have been very strong on Mexico. I have great respect for Mexico. I love the Mexican people. I work with the Mexican people all the time. Great relationships. But as you know, Mexico, with the United States, has out-negotiated us and beat us to a pulp through our past leaders. They've made us look foolish. We have a trade deficit of $60 billion with Mexico.
So about that last bit there, the trade deficit, the U.S.-Mexico trade relationship gets talked about by the White House as if it's the U.S. just pouring money over the border. In point of fact, because they matter, most economists say the trade deficit with Mexico isn't really that big a deal and that actually it is shrinking to boot. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes it from there.
You know that smartphone, the one you keep checking obsessively? Well, you can thank Malcolm Appelby for that.
We make the equipment that makes computer chips. So most of the chips in your phone are likely to be made on our equipment.
Appelby is logistics manager for Lam Research in Livermore, California. They are one of the companies that President Trump wants to see flourish. They are an exporter.
To Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Singapore, and China, and Europe.
But in order to make their machines, they need frames from Mexico.
Everything is bolted onto the frame of the equipment. Without the frame, we can't build anything. And we're concerned about the availability of supply from Mexico.
In fact, a third of the stuff we import from Mexico, we actually use to make things that we export. If you take that into account, our trade deficit with Mexico goes down by a third. Nowhere is this intertwining of the U.S. and Mexican economies deeper than in the auto industry.
The number one thing that we export to Mexico are vehicles, followed by auto parts. And the number one thing that they export to us are vehicles and auto parts.
Noel Maurer teaches international business at George Washington University. On average, $3,500 of the value of an American-made car is in stuff that comes in from Mexico. And as a car gets assembled, some of its components travel not just once across the Mexico-U.S. border, but sometimes twice or three times.
Simple calculation is you slap a 20% tariff on imports from Mexico. The cost of making an American-made car goes up by about $700 per vehicle, up to maybe $1,300.
Beth Pride is president of BPE Global. That's a consulting firm that helps companies move items across borders. One of her clients imports car transmissions from Mexico and uses them to build cars here.
If those transmissions can't be imported at a reasonable cost and they have to make transmissions somewhere else, the cars are going to be built somewhere else.
That would cost U.S. assembly jobs. But millions of U.S. jobs also depend on cheaper consumer goods from Mexico. Duncan Wood directs the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
So, for example, if you save $100 on a washing machine, a dishwasher, you then can spend that money in your local economy, which actually creates jobs here in the United States.
So, no, the U.S. is not losing in its trade relationship with Mexico, even if we run a trade deficit. It's winning. And so is Mexico. We're both winning. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.